The podcast you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
All right, so let me see if I understand this. In addition to your work as webmaster for the Reduced Shakespeare Company, as long ago actor for the Reduced Shakespeare Company, as current director for the Reduced Shakespeare Company, as gay icon, television heartthrob on Torchwood, guest star to the stars in The Dark Knight and Hellboy 2 and Day of the Dead and Boogeyman 3. In addition to all of those achievements, Matt Rippey, you are also now a crime fighter. Is that true?
Apparently so, but let's not get too excited. By the way, that was a really long list. I gotta jot those things down. You made me sound good, buddy.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for streaming us or downloading and listening on your computer or MP3 player. Thanks for bringing us along. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its third year, episode 105, Matt Rippey, Crime Stopper. Matt Rippey is in fact not a long ago actor with the Reduced Shakespeare Company, but a current right now actor performing the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, revised, with us here at the Arch Center here in Miami, Florida. But back in August, when rehearsals were just beginning for the UK tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God abridged, Matt told me of the real life drama taking place right on his very doorstep.
The other night I was in doing some work, actually working on the Reduced Shakespeare Company website, and this was a couple weeks ago, and I heard a big thud and a crash, and ran out my front door to see what it was, and I saw two kids on bikes taking off.
Kids on bikes, so like how old, 10, 12?
Oh, yeah, see now here's where the story falls apart. I'd like for them to be 18, 20. I'm guessing they're about 8, 9, 10 years old.
But they're thugs. Clearly they're thugs and a menace to society.
A menace to society, because what do I see but my garbage can outside the front door, on its side, stuff splayed out into the street, so I'm in my feet. To say I have no socks on my feet, no shoes on my feet, and I just chase after these kids and actually catch up to them on the corner. And I have a little tussle with them, saying, "What's up with this? You knocking over garbage cans?" And I get the usual, "Well, hey, my friend told me to do it." My friend, which friend? You? And he says, "No, that guy." And there's another guy who's hauling his butt down
much,
the road,
much faster than any of you.
Yeah, and I'm like, "What? So sorry, the guy that you call your friend is the one who bailed on you. You need to rethink that." And then I went, "Just stay off my street." And I felt all kind of adult-like and, walked back into my house, picked up the trash, walked back into the house.
This is Mr. Wilson yelling at Dennis the Menace.
yeah. And I haven't ever felt like an adult in my 40 years, so that was kind of cool. And then a few days later, I'm on my motorcycle heading down to get myself a haircut, and I'm heading down the road, passing the park, and I hear smacking going on, just whap, 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 whap. And so I look over as I'm driving by, and I see there are lots of nice couples out, beautiful day, picnicking, and they don't seem to care. None of the picnicking people seem to care that there are two little thugs with a baseball bat beating the heck out of a sign, just whop, whop, whop. And so I stop my bike, and I look over, and I lift my helmet visor, and I shout. And
like a knight of old, you lift your visor.
Yes, yeah. Lift my visor. And I shout something. Everyone ignores me. The picnicking people and the kids whacking the sign.
Oi!
Oi! So I decide this is going to be illegal. But I take my bike, and I ride it up onto the grass, and pull up next to these kids who are so freaked out that they don't run. They just look at me like this big guy in his full leathers motorcycle helmet has just pulled up and he's angry. I get off my bike and I say, "What are you doing? What do you think you are doing?" And the kid looks at me, he's holding his bat, and he says, "My friend told me to do it."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's the same.
And I'm like, "Which friend?" And the two kids who are remaining are looking around for the third guy who yet again has bailed. And I decide, okay, I'll tell you what. I said, "You know what? You've just lost the right to have that bat." So I take the bat and tuck it under my arm. start to put my helmet on, and these kids, of course, are hurling abuse at me, and they're accusing me of being some sort of local prevert, and you should leave kids alone. I take out my phone and I say, I'll tell you what, and they think I'm dialing someone, but instead I'm looking for, how do you take a picture? Because I want evidence of this. So I find the picture thing, and I hold it up, and I take a picture of the two thugs.
Uh-huh.
One thug gets the idea, and you can see in the picture, he's just taken off as the other thug is looking straight down the lens going, And I say, thank you very much. I have photographic evidence for the police. Tuck it in my pocket. I put the bat under my arm and I zoom off feeling all righteous yet again. Matt Rippey, web designer by day, actor some days, and fighting crime other days. But then I'm starting to feel a bit guilty. And as I pull up to the very next intersection, I see a miracle in England.
Really?
And that is two cops walking down the street. You just don't get cops walking the beat.
On foot patrol.
It doesn't happen. Happens in the movies,
right.
Bobby on the beat,
Right.
All right, ma'am, are you lost? Two cops walking the beat. So I pull my bike over and I go, excuse me. I said, is this illegal? I just stole this bat off of these kids because they're beating the heck out of a sign in the park. And I think they looked at me like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's illegal, but they thought up a, I think they said, the chin scratchy, I think section 3, clause 4 says that if you discover a crime being committed and you can stop it, you're allowed to confiscate the items, the offending items.
So you thought you had committed a crime?
Yeah.
That's what you were worried about.
Yeah, what a sucker am I. So,
Matt Rippey, putz.
Yes. you don't want me, just don't hire me as your bodyguard. So I said, okay, look, here's the bat. They looked at me like, what you've just done is created work for us. They're pulling out their paperwork going, now I have to write down everything you're saying. And I tend to babble, so he was writing quickly. And then we move on. They thank me very much. They said, we admire citizens who take an interest in their neighborhood.
But didn't they warn you that really you kind of shouldn't get involved with kids committing acts of vandalism?
Yes, indeed, because the big news story this year is that crime is on the decrease, but youth violence is on the increase.
And specifically knife attacks, apparently.
Specifically knifings, yes.
Yeah,
fatal knifings.
Yes.
And
but again, you were in your full leathers. You were in your full armor.
Yeah, and twice as tall. So, I was a little bit confident.
And on a motorbike.
And they were only on little motocross bicycles. So I felt like I'd done my good deed.
Yeah,
carried on. A couple days later, doorbell's ringing. I'm opening the door. Nobody's there. I go back to work. Doorbell's ringing. Nobody's there. It took me about 3 or 4 of these before I realized, it's those little tykes. Those little tykes. Those little thugs. I thought, yeah, that's what. They know where I live because they knocked over my garbage can.
Yeah.
So they figured out my bike is parked in front of this house. I thought, now what have I done? And I began to hate youth even more. I was like, they're all thugs, kids. They should be in school or jail or, my girlfriend said, yeah, but it's Saturday. Yeah, but they should still be in school or jail. So the next day, ding dong, and I thought, I'm not even going to answer it because I know it's going to happen and I don't want to be a sucker anymore. Ding dong. Ding dong. Thought, persistent. It might be the postman.
Sure.
Go down, open the door. And the two kids are sitting on the little ledge there in front of the house. Mm-hmm. They've got their bikes that are down at their feet, so they're not ready to run. And they're just sitting there looking at me. I go, oh, it's you guys. They go, yeah. Hey, mister, can we have our bat back?
Hey, this is Joel Murray, Freddie Rumson from Mad Men. And I tell you, I could just pee my pants over how great this Reduced Shakespeare Company's podcast is. Fabulous. Ooh. Oh, Christ.
Where can American UC, the RSC. This week, we start our second week of the Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged, Revised at the Arched Center of the Performing Arts in Miami, Florida. Our 53-city tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, in the UK, is taking a break and will continue in January 2009, becoming a 91-city tour before it's over. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for more information about specific venues and dates. And now, back to Matt Rippey. When we left the story, the two extremely dangerous, possibly homicidal thugs were at Matt's door demanding the return of their weapon.
I said, interesting that you should mention your bat. I turned it into the police, which got them a little bit scared, like, ooh. I said, yeah, and I showed them your picture, and they went, ooh. But we got to talking, because they thought, well, you're sitting here talking to us. I thought, well, you're not getting up and running on your bikes. And I said, well, you know, I said, I'll tell you what, as long as you're here, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll apologize, because I shouted at you. I was pretty angry. And I said, you know, I shouted at you, and I'll apologize for that. I might have used, said, you know, foul language, and I'll apologize. I was very angry. I have anger management issues, so I apologize. And one kid nudged the main thug and went, yeah, you've got anger management issues too. And I said, do you? And he kind of nodded and kicked his feet and said, yeah, I get in trouble every day because I get angry. So we suddenly had a very serious conversation.
Is this the kid who was primarily bashing the sign with the bat?
The primary thug.
Yeah.
And primary thug kid turned out to be, he was calm now. And I said, well, so do I. I said, I get angry every day. I said, but here's the thing. You'll regret it if you bash something, you know. Sometimes I just want to break something. But I said, you know what? If you do, you always regret it because you have to put it back together or confess to someone else who owns it.
Right.
That you broke it. And I said, what do you do? And he said, well, I generally just break stuff. So we got to talking a little bit more, and eventually they said, can we have some water? I went up, got them some water. We sat down. We talked about how they were off for school, and then they eventually said, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm an actor, which, okay, got them all excited, and they immediately said, what can we see you in? What can we see you in? And luckily, that very week I was on BBC, an episode of Bone Kickers. So I said, well, I'm on Bone Kickers. I play a Yank. You'll recognize me. He looks like, well, me. Watch it. And so they ran off all excited, basically, that they had met an actor. And I didn't see them again until I was heading to rehearsal.
This week, yesterday,
second day of rehearsal. Very busy. I was packing my bags. There was lots of stuff to carry down to the Bedford, just down the road, and ding-dong goes. And I answered the door thinking, oh, I don't have time for this. Who could it be? And it's these kids. And I said, oh, hang on. I'm just heading out the door. Let me grab some stuff. And you can walk with me, and we'll walk and talk. And they were like, okay, cool. So I ran back upstairs, grabbed a few things. I grabbed 3 Reduced Shakespeare Company magnets, refrigerator magnets, thinking I can't give them their bat back, and I don't want them to put a baseball through my window, so I'll give them something. And as we were walking, they said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm doing this. Gave them the magnets, said it's Reduced Shakespeare Company. We're putting together a show. It's fun. And they had lots of questions about it. They said, are you in it? I said, no, just directing it. And I was in it once, and it's really funny. It's, you know, guys, lots of characters, props, songs. It's crazy. It's wacky. And they said, well, can we come see it? I stopped in my tracks and had a thought and looked at them and thought, you know what? Absolutely. And I said, yeah. I said, I'll tell you what, here's the deal. I'll make sure they'll let you in because we're rehearsing above a pub. I said, I'll make sure that they can let you in. And as long as you can, like, chill out and just kind of be quiet because we're going to be rehearsing, then you can hang out as long as you like until you get bored. And I said, it'll be fun because there are guys in costumes, guys dressed as cavemen, guys dressed as women, guys, you know, crazy hats and dancing and singing and magic tricks. And their eyes lit up. And I thought, you might be thugs, but if at least for one day you can sit and watch a theater rehearsal and guys doing something that's fun, that isn't destructive, then maybe that is something in lieu of the baseball bat.
Yeah.
Surely. And then we ended the conversation when I said, I got to go, kids. I'm late for rehearsal. And then he went, well, could we have some money for our bat, mister? Said, how much did it cost? A pound. Said, okay, I'll think about that, but I'll see you at rehearsal next week.
Well, I hope they're better thugs than they are liars.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's very cool, because you might end up turning them onto, instead of lives of crime, lives of theater.
Yeah, and then they will curse my name for the rest of their lives. Acting does not pay. Crime, I think, often does.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Just as I'm finishing up editing this week's podcast, this feedback just came in from Carrie Simowitz, who saw The Shakespeare Show last night in Miami. Carrie writes, I listened to your podcast every time I drove over to my SAT college prep course in Coral Springs, and thanks to you guys, my score went up 170 points. So now you can say, we raise your SAT scores and get you into college in all of your advertisements. Thanks for everything. Your number one fan and fellow badwig and vomit enthusiast, Carrie Simowitz. If you have a testimonial about how the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast has raised your test scores or cleared up your acne or saved your ancestral home or served as a marital aid, we'd love to hear it. Send any and all feedback to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or leave us a message on our MySpace page at myspace.com/reducedshakespeare. You can also find us at facebook.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, teenage thug Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Armin Askegian. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Joel Murray, who plays the doomed Freddie Rumson on Mad Men. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 105 315ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. So Matt Rippey, we're here in Miami. Yeah. Finally, you can tell me the rest of the story. What happened when those two little thugs came to rehearsal?
Well, they never came to rehearsal. Yeah, never. We waited. They didn't come.
Really?
Didn't show.
Oh, that's awesome.
However, I have noticed one of our bikes was stolen.
Great.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.